Welcome to Medically Speaking, Auburn's own medical radio show with host Dr. Mark Vaughn of the Auburn Medical Group and Larry Finney.
And again, we are here in the beautiful downtown Auburn studio of K-High, the voice of the foothills. I am Dr. Mark Vaughn of the Auburn Medical Group, and...
I'm Larry Finney. I'm the guy that's not a doctor.
We're glad to have you with us today. Larry, how's your week?
It's been good. Good week. Just kind of enjoying this three-day weekend. Kind of cooler weather.
It is a three-day weekend. I can hardly believe it. Maybe I should make some plans.
You should. It's Labor Day. You know, it's one of those things where some politician decided to honor people who work by creating a paid holiday for themselves. So it's all good.
In my line of work, when I hear labor, I think of something else. So I thought it was to honor mothers, but I guess that's mother.
Yeah.
We have on our show today a new segment that we've been talking about and coming up with material for. We're not really starting in full swing, but we'll introduce it anyways. It's called Pop Med. Medicine and pop culture is what it's about. And then we're going to have our regular news. And the subject for today is end-of-life issues. And the reason this came about is because some people in talk radio and some politicians were looking at the proposed Democrat health care bills and saying there was a death panel in it because it provided funding for end-of-life counseling with patients, so that they can decide what they would want done with their health in certain situations. And so because of all the misinformation that came out about that, we're actually going to have it right here on the air. People can get their own POLST form, P-O-L-S-T, Physician Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. I'm showing it to all the folks watching on the video feed right now so they can see what the form looks like. You can download it from our website at medicallyspeakingradio.com on the notes page, so you'll be ready to go. And people will probably have questions about this, so we want to put out the phone numbers early so people do get a chance to call this week. The number in Auburn is 885-3565. And for those who are listening to us either streaming on khi.com or who are actually getting the whole show through the video on Ustream, which you can also get at our website at medicallyspeakingradio.com, the 800 number is 1-800-950-5244.
And just because we're going to be talking about end-of-life issues, folks, don't bail out on us. We're not going to go all Kevorkian on you here. we do have a guest from hospice, but we'll try to keep it as obviously informative, but as light as possible, if you know, death can be light.
Okay, we'll figure out how to do that. Walk in the tightrope. Okay, so we want to make sure people do know about our Facebook fan site, that they can become fans of us on Facebook at Medically Speaking Radio. We crossed the 100, the century mark there. Did you see
there
that?
It is. We're above the Mendoza line now.
We are established now. So that doesn't mean we don't want new fans. If you want to be a fan on Facebook, go ahead and fan us on Facebook at Medically Speaking Radio.
No, wait. If we act like it's an exclusive little culture, then and say no, 105. That's as much as we can take. Maybe. Then maybe they'll flock to us. We have to,
make it sound exclusive. Oh, we do have we have two viewers,
and it's not
already
us
on the video. Yeah,
viewers who are not us.
Yeah, thanks for the thumbs up there. We'll have to get the camera on here so they can see. Where else are we? Also. We still need people to be rating the podcast. The podcast on iTunes or whatever aggregator you use to get your podcast of the show, make sure you rate us. That would be really helpful. And supporting our advertisers, a new one this week, Lake of the Pines Music, supporting our advertisers is a way to help the show.
Yeah, and before we leave the Facebook idea, I want to promise you, if you do become a fan of Facebook, we will not bug you every hour with an update about every mundane moment of our lives, okay? Like some Facebook users do. We're not going to do like, Dr. Vaughn is now performing a DRE, or, you know, Larry is making a sandwich. We're not, you know.
Exercising for the DRE.
we're not going to be doing that, okay? So we'll only hit you if it's...
It's been once or twice a week, I think, that we've posted something.
And we'll never call you at dinner time.
Okay. Hey, It's time for our new segment, Pop Med. Have you seen this? Okay, Pop Med, just to give you an idea about it, I briefly mentioned pop culture, medicine and pop culture. So that's mainly, well, for me, it's mainly movies and music. Larry, is that
Yeah,
kind
pretty
of
much.
Your...
Because science can be whatever we want it to be.
Thank you, Dr. Spichemin.
Dr. Spichemin is probably my favorite pop medicine doctor, those of you who watch 30 Rock.
I love Dr. Spichemin. And the other thing that I have right now going on is looking into this new ABC television series called Defying Gravity.
Sunday nights, isn't it?
It's on Sunday nights. I think it's at 10.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe we can even swing getting one of the people who plays a doctor on it to be a guest, maybe a phone interview.
So this is kind of a sci-fi series?
I call it Lost in Space.
Yes, but not to be confused. Which, by the way, Lost in Space had its own doctor.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, that weird guy.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, it's like Lost in that you have a group of people thrown together into a situation. And so you're watching them in, shall we say, real time. But then their stories are told in flashback.
Just like Lost.
Yes.
And just like Lost, there's this mysterious something that seems to be controlling what's going on. They call it Beta. And I don't want to ruin it for anybody who wants to start watching it on the ABC.com where you can get it. Yeah.
So how long has the show been on?
Past episodes. There's maybe four or five episodes so far.
Okay, so what's the medical angle? There's a couple doctors on the show.
Okay, here's the thing. One of the astronauts on the ship is a psychiatrist, but he functions as the doctor on the ship. At the same time, they also have a medical director that is at Mission Control and is kind of running all the medical side of things, even though there is actually a doctor on the ship. So I'm a little confused about that. Maybe it's because he's a psychiatrist, he can't actually
And of course, he has the soap opera angle where the other doctor, of course, is a hot female, right?
Yes, and they're separated because it's a six-year mission.
In space. And
There's like three different couples, I think, that are separated for the 6 years. And yeah, I don't care too much for the soap opera side. Just like Lost.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's separated except for Desmond and... the rich guy's daughter, Widmore's daughter, Penny. Enough about television. Let's get on to stuff that's real, like our news. We always like to have our H1N1 update. So this week in the United States, 9,079 hospitalized so far in the United States with H1N1 and 593 deaths. Auburn Medical Group, my practice, we have registered to be among the first to receive the vaccine. And the material that I received actually makes it look like the federal government's paying for it. We're just charging the administration fee, and they won't allow us to charge anything more than $17.55 for administration. So that's standard across the board. And as far as regular flu vaccine, it's actually out. And we're going to be getting ours in these next coming weeks. So I do encourage people to get both flu vaccines. We're kind of hitting the under 65 crowd a little harder on encouraging them to get the H1N1 or the swine flu vaccine because they actually do seem to be a little more vulnerable to it. And then we'll get to West Nile virus update after the break that's coming up.
Real quick, I did see an article in the news that you can download a function now on your iPhone. By the way, I heard this thing. How to tell when someone has an iPhone?
How do you tell when someone has an iPhone?
They'll tell you. This application will actually tell you when you're in an outbreak area. So we'll hit that one after the break.
Okay.
Your loved one just collapsed. You know to call 911, but how long is it going to take for them to get there? Do you know what to do? Smart Heart CPR will give you the skills and knowledge to be the first link in their survival. With over 40 years combined experience as paramedic firefighters, Smart Heart will train you in a fun and relaxed environment. Visit us at smartheartcpr.com or call 916-704-4470. That's 916-704-4470, smartheartcpr.com.
Since 1966, Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital has been providing award-winning care to members of the community, to people just like you. The tradition of excellence continues today with our comprehensive family birth center, cancer services, 24-hour emergency care, and a whole range of outpatient services with convenient hours and locations to serve you.
In addition, we've been recognized for excellence in managing heart attacks, heart failure, pneumonia, and surgical care. We are one of a select few hospitals in the state to earn recognition from VHA's West Coast region for sustained outstanding clinical performance.
To learn more about Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital, visit us on the web at sutterauburnfaith.org/medicallyspeakingradio. That's sutterauburnfaith.org/medicallyspeakingradio.
Sutter Health, with you for life.
This is Dr. Mark Vaughn. I want to tell you about my dentist, Rodney Kihara. His office is located right in town at High Street and Auburn Folsom Road. His staff is pleasant. They smile when you walk in, and you know who they are because they're there every time. We're talking about Flo, Cheryl, and Judy. Their pleasant faces welcome you into the office and let you know that you're in the right spot, a comfortable place to go to the dentist. Call Dr. Kihara's office at 888-1966. That's 888-1966.
The doctor would say, don't stick anything in your ear. Unless, of course, it's medically speaking. On K-High, the voice of the foothills. Now, back to Medically Speaking with Dr. Mark Vaughn and Larry Finney.
Okay, here we are back. And Larry, are you remembering Studio Go?
Yeah, that was an event that happened quite a while ago. I was hearing it in my ears there. I almost forgot I heard the Studio Go music. I did. It was kind of a flashback.
Was that Dave? Is that Dave in Forest Hill doing that?
Yes, it was.
Is Dave on?
Dave is here.
Dave is not here. Dave is here.
And I'm here with Don. And you know, out here, guys, at the Forest Hill Heritage Celebration, they're gold panning. Have you two ever gold panned?
Not together.
Not together? Separately, though?
I know I have.
I've been accused of being gold digger.
Is that Larry saying that?
That's Larry.
Yeah, I was going to say, because any doctor worth his salt doesn't need to dig gold. He's being gold dug in.
No.
Or something to that effect. Don's here. He's with the gold championships. And what are we doing this weekend out here vis-a-vis gold panning?
Dave, we're running the state gold panning championships. And we do this every year. It's recognized as for the state champions. And we have every level you can think about, a beginner, women's skill, teams. We also teach gold panning. In fact, we're expecting you to come down and gold pan because I know that you panned in the World Championships when they had the celebrities. So you don't have any excuse for not showing up. Well, my excuse was I thought you guys were joshing me back then. They gave me a five-gallon bucket of sand and said, find five gold flakes in here. And after about 20 minutes when I found nothing, I thought for sure that they were pulling my leg. So I climbed out and took a little nap. But when I finally climbed back into the panning area, I did find four of the five gold flakes. Thus, that was my only time as a gold digger, Don.
Yeah, well, there's some rumors that you took the gold out of your pocket and put it in there, that it really wasn't in the pan to begin with.
That is just part of what's going on up here at the Forest Hill Heritage Celebration, both days, 10 to 5. Great stuff. They pulled the pig out of the ground, which is always a great thing. We love that. Pulled pork sandwich is going to be coming out in a little while. And we're going to be here all afternoon long from about now until noon o'clock. Don, how long are you guys out here for the championships this weekend?
We're here for the entire weekend. Today's preliminary events, we go till 3 o'clock. The best 12 panners in each of the categories advance into various levels tomorrow. So today is just kind of shaking out the best.
All right, Larry, Mark, you've got time to get up here and compete. I want to see you up here. And, Larry, don't wear Mark's rubber gloves. I'm Dave Rosenthal live at the Forest Hill Heritage Celebration.
Dave, you make sure you use that Purell after you touch that stuff.
I'm sorry, I missed that, fellas.
I said, you make sure you use that Purell I stuck in your pocket when you touch that stuff up there.
Yeah, well, you know,
before you eat that big roasted pig.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be using it for that because it's going to be yummy. And again, when they pull that thing out, everybody around here just stands around and looks into this pit and says, wow, can we eat that now? And the answer is always, no, you got to wait till lunchtime.
All right, thanks, Dave. Okay, let's see. We were doing a story about the iPhone.
iPhone can tell you if you're in an outbreak.
The iPhone application. So let me tell you about this. Children's Hospital in Boston and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Media Lab say they are tracking H1N1 flu outbreaks via iPhone. Yes, that's right. The application is called Outbreaks Near Me. and builds upon the mission and capability of HealthMap, an online resource that collects, filters, maps, and disseminates information about emerging infectious diseases. So, in other words, you can flip on your iPhone and know that you're in a hot zone, as if you don't already have enough to worry about.
So am I going to be now asked if I can write prescriptions for iPhones?
And will iPhones be deductible as a medical expense?
That's right. Well, you have the background in that area.
Well,
so.
I think maybe we could push that.
Okay. Also, I want to let people know about the vaccine. I mentioned vaccines and that the regular seasonal flu vaccine is coming out right now. Even though it's coming out right now, we're holding off administering it until October because here's the thing. You've got a vaccine for seasonal flu. I'm differentiating that from swine flu. The season can be about 6 months long, usually starts sometime in October, and the vaccine really only is effective for about 6 months. So I'm a little nervous about getting it or giving it to patients as soon as I get it because they may not have the protection on the back end. So that's why we're trying to hold off until October and giving ours. As far as H1N1, we'll be giving that as soon as it comes out. And it does, at this point, it looks like it's going to be 2 doses 3 weeks apart because this is a new vaccine. You have to give it twice to get the most effectiveness. That's what it's looking like with the studies that are just now being completed. The West Nile virus update. I know you're so excited about this, Larry.
West Nile virus. West Nile is a nothing burger.
19 total cases in California, including 9 cases of encephalitis, meningitis, 10 with just fever.
I wouldn't go out and get an iPhone just to track that one.
No, I'm with you there. I don't think I'd write a prescription for the West Nile version of the iPhone. Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital received another award, a CHART. CHART is... what is that? It's an acronym for California Hospital Assessment Reporting Task Force. They gave them a certificate of excellence based on achievement on several quality measures. So kudos to our hospital yet again. Okay.
So what did you do last night?
Last night was one of the town hall meetings. I spoke last week a little bit about when Congressman McClintock spoke at Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital. Wasn't all that well received by people in healthcare. Last night was a little different. It was up at the Veterans Hall in Grass Valley. It was really big. There were probably 1,200 people there. I'm sure that the newspapers are saying probably a more exact estimate than that. And he spoke about healthcare reform mostly. It was open mic night, so people were able to speak. It was a very bipartisan, but yet very partisan. There were two camps there. I was one of the few people who wasn't standing, shouting, screaming through the thing. With one point or one side, it would be one group, and then the other side wouldn't be the other group. It bordered on vicious, some of the stuff that was going on, people yelling at the congressman, either in support or against. We had both groups there. It was really crowded. When I first got there, I got there 5 minutes early and was standing in line, and they weren't letting us in because it was already full. They already had about 1,000 people there. And Congressman McClintock, we have a sound file here titled McClintock, this is what he said when he came up to us in line.
Hello, my name is Christine Newsom.
Actually, this is Dr. Newsom here.
We'll find it here.
Okay. We can go ahead with that one, though. We can come back to the other one.
I've been in practice here in Grass Valley since 1981, and I've been very concerned about the health care crisis for the last 4 or 5 years, and I've put a lot of study into it. I've been real concerned about the polarization, especially surrounding this topic, and it makes me very concerned when I hear it presented in the fashion it was presented tonight. Who's for Obamacare? Who's against it? That makes it so overly simplified to the point of being really misguided.
That's why we spent the last 1 hour, including the group of four now, 2.5 hours discussing it.
Well, There are far more choices than just, exactly what Obama has proposed and what you propose and what we have right now. There currently are still some people who feel the status quo should be kept. I will tell you that every day I see patients who can't buy the prescriptions that they need to, can't get the services they need or the treatment because they can't afford it. Even the ones who have insurance because they can't afford the copay and you get the idea.
So that was Dr. Newsom in Grass Valley speaking at the meeting last night to Congressman McClintock, expressing that she was very displeased with how divisive this issue seems to be, and how she agreed with me that it just seemed to be very, very partisan, not based on real health care issues, but rather on taking one side or the other of an issue and staying with that particular party. It's frustrating because even though I don't like the Democrat plan and I do not want government run health care, I really like a lot of the reform that it brings that health care really needs in this country to try to improve health care for everyone, people who have plans they're pleased with now and people who are disenfranchised at this point. She talked about wanting some kind of other option. I talked to her about health care co-ops. I think we have a little sound file on that also from last night.
Familiar with the talk of the compromise, the co-op idea. Have you heard of that, or do you have thoughts on that?
I don't think so. Can you clarify what that is?
Like in the Midwest, in agriculture, they'll have these agricultural co-ops where all the farmers are part owners and they share costs, they're able to get things at discount, able to share the elevator in town, not for profit. And they wouldn't have the allegiance to the corporation to generate profit. The allegiance would be to the members, the patients themselves, patient owners.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it would be very worthwhile to look into. I'd love to see that as an option.
And that was when I was speaking to Dr. Newsom after the talk, introducing this idea of of the co-ops. And it's something that has been presented as an alternative to the government program, and it's what's mentioned when they talk about the president possibly backing off on government-run healthcare or the public option. This is what they say would be used instead. It's kind of the compromise. Supposedly, Republicans aren't that excited about either. I think the reason is because of them being more interested in something that is commercial, that helps the insurance companies. I just kind of feel like they're a little more leaning towards the corporate. But I do like the idea of the co-op. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more in the future. There is an article on Auburn. Let's see, which one is it? It's the Auburn Medical Group fan page on Facebook that has the article on the co-op that's up in Spokane, or Seattle area. So that'd be interesting to look at. We need to take a break now. When we get back, we'll finish up on talking about Medicare and the healthcare reform.
Few things in life are harder than thinking about serious illness or the death of someone you love. Research confirms that Americans want the basic services that hospice provides: care at home or in a home-like setting, treatment that preserves a sense of dignity and respect, emotional and spiritual support for patients and for their families, and effective pain management. Hospice helps patients and their families deal with end-of-life challenges in a life-affirming, compassionate way that brings dignity, hope, and love to every day of life. This message of love and caring is the focus of hospice care. This message is brought to you by Sutter Auburn Faith Hospice. We can be reached at 886-6650 or click on the link for Sutter Auburn Faith Hospice on the Medically Speaking Radio website.
Larry, have you ever been to Auburn Drug Company?
Yeah, that's the one with the marble soda fountain at 815 Lincoln Way.
Yeah, right there in front they have the marble fountain, and in back is an independently owned pharmacy right here in Auburn.
And that thing has been around for a long time.
Since the 1800s. They are so great because they actually fill your prescriptions when you ask them to, unlike the chain drug stores that make you wait.
You know, and waiting there wouldn't be a big crime because, heck, you could always go to the soda fountain. That's Auburn Drug Company at 815 Lincoln Way in downtown Auburn. Give them a call at 885-6524.
Now, back to Medically Speaking with Dr. Mark Vaughn and Larry Finney.
Okay, we are back, and we are still talking about what was spoken of at the town hall meeting with Congressman McClintock last night. We have one more clip that I'd like to play.
I'm on Social Security. I've got Medicare. I have to buy supplemental insurance. I have to buy drugs. Insurance that comes out of my Social Security. My Social Security goes down because I gotta pay all this other. We're not getting nothing for free. I don't know where these people that are not on Medicare say that for some, if you're over 65, you're getting stuff for free. We are not getting it for free. We're paying for it just like we did for 50 years of working.
That deduction from every check that we've earned throughout our lives adds up to quite a bit. And even so, we're watching Medicare now at a point where it's about to become bankrupt. What they're doing now, again, same pattern, massive cost overruns followed by brutal rationing of care. They're cutting back on the fees they're paying doctors. And if you ask any doctor, that's one of the big complaints right now, is Medicare fees are being reduced to the point where the doctors are now cutting back on the number of Medicare patients they're able to see. The system's collapsing. And the point that you made is that right, freedom works, and we ought to put it back to work. You know, the point about safety in numbers, well, there's truth to that. There's also economy in numbers. We used to have in this state, that we still have like three that are left, called MEWAs, and I forget the acronym, but basically it's associations can come together and start their own insurance pool. For example, realtors can come together and start an insurance pool they can join. That's not prohibited by our state government. There's not a lot of freedom left, so we can't make the choices that we once were able to make, choices that would allow us not only to select policies that better meet our needs, but also force those 1,300 insurance companies across the country to fully compete for the market that's out there.
That was Congressman McClintock answering somebody who spoke at the town hall meeting, talking about how Medicare is not free. Congressman McClintock followed up with saying that it indeed is not free, and it's the way it's going is going bankrupt. He also mentioned that a way to try to control costs is decreasing payment, which is leading to things happening in the world of physicians. One of them is decreased physicians going into primary care because as the reimbursement's going down there, they're going to other things like specialties to be able to pay off their medical school loans. I know this closely because my nephew, who just graduated from medical school last year, when he was interviewing for primary care, family practice residencies, every time was in the minority being an American medical school graduate. And that goes along with this study here. What's that title of that article and what's the conclusion on it,
Larry? It's called the Primary Care Physician Workforce. It's from the Annals of Family Medicine. And the conclusion of it says that the U.S. disproportionately uses graduates of foreign med schools from the poorest and most deprived countries to maintain its primary care physician supply. The ethical aspects of depending on foreign medical grads is an important issue, especially when it deprives disadvantaged countries of their grads to buttress a declining U.S. primary care physician supply.
There you have it. If you keep paying less and less, you're going to have less qualified people doing it. It's just the facts. And I do know that many of my colleagues are closing to Medicare because of cost reasons. So do be aware that that's something to take into consideration with all the debate. We have a game this week, right?
Yeah, we do. It's called Let's Play Doctor.
I have the carrot out in front of you that we have to get through to play doctor.
Oh, see, now, listeners, you know, this is the most anticipated portion of our show, which is the disclaimer. And I was hoping that he had forgotten it. It was sitting out here in front of us. We hadn't read it up to this point. This is the latest we've gone without reading the dreaded disclaimer, but here we go.
Go ahead, you read it.
I was going to let you play doctor.
Okay.
All right, I'll play doctor.
The content of this website and the Medically Speaking radio show are meant for entertainment and general information purposes. No doctor-patient relationship is attempted or implied through the show or the website. Any medical advice, home remedies, and all other medical information on this website or radio show should not be treated as a substitute for the medical advice of your own doctor. Do not attempt any treatment mentioned on the website or the show without consulting your doctor. Always consult your own doctor if you are in any way concerned about your health. If you need a doctor and live near Placer County, call Jen at 530-886-8630. That's 886-8630. If you have a medical emergency, call 911. Medically Speaking Radio, Dr. Mark Vaughn, the Auburn Medical Group, K-High Radio, and or our sponsors are not responsible for any diagnosis or treatment made by anyone based on any of the content of this website or the Medically Speaking Radio show. In addition, the views and opinions expressed on the show or on linked websites are not necessarily those of Dr. Mark Vaughn, K-High Radio, the Auburn Medical Group, Incorporated, or any of the show sponsors.
Wow, that was well done.
Let's play quickly.
Although, you know, I apologize for not warning our listeners about that the disclaimer was coming up, because we usually want to give them time to wake up their late sleeping teenagers sometime to listen to this. This is something they don't want to miss, you know. But anyway, let's play doctor. What we're going to give away a fabulous prize to. What shall we give? Well,
we have the baseball hat cap style. Says Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital. Actually, I think they're pretty cool.
Yes,
they're sized with a little clip in the back. It's not Velcro cheapo hat.
And some H1N1 protection in the form of
Purell. A bottle of Purell with the hat.
Yeah, because, you know, the Gold Country Fair is coming up. And,
yes.
And we even sent Dave Rosenthal.
If you're walking around there, you want to clean your hands.
We sent Dave Rosenthal up to Forest Hill with some, too, because we knew he was going to need it up there if you need it anywhere. Okay, so let's play doctor. For the first caller who can answer this, we're going to give out a set of symptoms. Give us a call at 885-3565. Here are your symptoms. And let's see if you can guess. Name that disease. You have nighttime swelling, tenderness, redness, and pain in your big toe.
Call in at 885-3565.
Your big toe.
Okay. Now, we did promise that we will be speaking about end-of-life issues, and we're going to have a physician orders for life-sustaining treatment form review, or what would you call it, a primer. So we'll go through that. I'll go ahead and start that, and then we'll have Victoria from Hospice join us. Sounds like we actually have a lot of calls coming in, too. So that might be good. So we'll just let Aaron interrupt us with the calls. Oh, okay. Somebody thinks they have the answer. Okay, let's put them on.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, who's calling?
Okay, this is Marlene. I think I have the answer.
Okay, where are you calling from, Marlene?
Cool.
You have the answer as in you have those symptoms?
No, I don't have them, but I have had. I don't have them right now, but I think it's gout.
I think she got it.
Winner, winner.
Okay. Hey.
I hope you like wearing hats or have a loved one who does.
Okay.
What we'll have you do is leave your name with Aaron, and then
sure.
You can come by the studio and pick up your hat and bottle of Purell.
Okay.
Enjoy the fair with the Purell.
I will.
Well done.
And I hope that your gout is under control.
You're an honorary doctor.
It's under control, but my son has a big outbreak right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So if all of you who have been following this physician orders for life-sustaining treatment and have your form in hand because you printed it off of the link on our website on the notes, we'll go through that here. So this is what end-of-life counseling is all about. I'll have someone have this sheet in front of them, and I keep showing it here on the camera for the folks who are watching the video, and I don't know how well that's coming over, if they can actually see. The first section there is, do you want CPR or not? Now, for myself, I would mark, yeah, do CPR on me. I'm a young guy. I'm not 40 yet. I am in good health, don't have any chronic medical problems. I've got a family depending on me. If my heart were to stop, I had no pulse and was not breathing, I want that done. Other people may want to mark, do not attempt resuscitation, or sometimes they call it DNR, or allow a natural death, AND. And I think that's reasonable for some people to mark that. Someone who has a number of medical issues where it's expected that the death process will occur sooner rather than later, and attempts at CPR would actually result in injury to their body, causing them to be in the ICU and having a lot of painful interventions done that won't necessarily give them much more as far as life. So you may not want to mark attempt resuscitation CPR if that's your case. You may want to, though. It's your choice. And so that's what we have as a form you can go over with your own doctor. Now, the second section, B, medical interventions, we won't go into a whole lot of detail because we do want to have time with Victoria, but you can choose to have comfort measures only, limited additional interventions, and that could include IV fluids, but still not putting a tube in to make you breathe for you, the machine. But maybe having a machine that helps you breathe without putting the tube in you, just a mask that pushes pressure in, much less invasive. You can also mark to not have transfer to a hospital, to let things take their course. If, for example, if someone's in a hospice situation, they know that they have a terminal illness, it's not necessarily what you want to do to be taken to the hospital, to go through the emergency department, to have all the tests and the pokes with needles and the tubes. You may want to have limited interventions, maybe not go to the hospital.
Well, what brings this on is cases like the Terry Schiavo case, or I can't remember her name from years ago, Quinlan, where they were
Karen Ann Quinlan, persistent
vegetative state. How long do you want to remain? If that was you, would you want that to be you?
And that's interesting that you brought that up, because that's what the next section really seems to relate to also. Section C is artificially administered nutrition. And here's what I really like. It's not just, no, don't give me artificial nutrition by tube, or yes, give me long-term artificial nutrition. There is another option for it there, and that is to do it for a defined trial period.
So I could opt for like two more weeks of In-N-Out burgers through a tube?
Yeah, you can say, for whatever the defined period of time is, let's give it a try, and if I come around, great. But if it seems that all brain activity is gone and we're not getting anywhere with this, go ahead and stop administering these artificial means of prolonging life that weren't even around a couple decades ago. So that's what it's talking about when it talks about funding for end-of-life counseling. So don't be afraid of that. It's for you to go over with your doctor. I encourage everyone to fill out a POLST form, which is what we use in California, with their doctor, so that's done ahead of time and your wishes will be honored, whichever way they go.
Well, and I've always decided that I would rather die quietly in my sleep like my father, not screaming in terror like his passengers.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we'll go ahead and have a break here, and then we're going to have Victoria come in and tell us about Sutter Auburn Hospice.
Your loved one just collapsed. You know to call 911, but how long is it going to take for them to get there? Do you know what to do? Smart Heart CPR will give you the skills and knowledge to be the first link in their survival. With over 40 years combined experience as paramedic firefighters, Smart Heart will train you in a fun and relaxed environment. Visit us at smartheartcpr.com or call 916-704-4470. That's 916-704-4470, smartheartcpr.com.
Since 1966, Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital has been providing award-winning care to members of the community, to people just like you. The tradition of excellence continues today with our comprehensive family birth center, cancer services, 24-hour emergency care, and a whole range of outpatient services with convenient hours and locations to serve you.
In addition, we've been recognized for excellence in managing heart attacks, heart failure, pneumonia, and surgical care. We are one of a select few hospitals in the state to earn recognition from VHA's West Coast region for sustained outstanding clinical performance.
To learn more about Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital, visit us on the web at sutterauburnfaith.org/medicallyspeakingradio. That's sutterauburnfaith.org/medicallyspeakingradio.
Sutter Health, with you for life.
This is Dr. Mark Vaughn. I want to tell you about my dentist, Rodney Kihara,
His office is located right in town at High Street and Auburn Folsom Road. His staff is pleasant. They smile when you walk in, and you know who they are because they're there every time. We're talking about Flo, Cheryl, and Judy. Their pleasant faces welcome you into the office and let you know that you're in the right spot, a comfortable place to go to the dentist. Call Dr. Kihara's office at 888-1966. That's 888-1966.
The doctor would say, don't stick anything in your ear. Unless, of course, it's medically speaking. On K-High, the voice of the foothills. Now, back to Medically Speaking with Dr. Mark Vaughn and Larry Finney.
And I understand we're back with Dave up in Forest Hill. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, I'm here, and I'm hanging out. And I'm here with Sean. He's the president of the Forest Hill Chamber?
That's correct.
And how long have you been El Presidente?
I've been president for two years now.
So you only have one to go?
I've only got one to go.
And is this your first year running this, or were you in part of the chamber group last year that ran the festival?
We were part of it last year, but we had another person that actually ran it for us.
And that was Diane?
That's correct, Diane Tobin.
She was hilarious last year. I got to say, she was a hoot. All right, so this year's festival, it costs, what, 50, 60 bucks to get in?
Yes. Actually, it does.
He is so yanking your chain. FREE free. I'm telling you, this is the best economic stimulus event in the foothills this weekend.
Oh, man, it's the greatest. You can come up here in the park. You sit down beneath the pines. We've got all the vendors. We've got food vendors. We've got crafts. We've got the gold panning championships. We've got a chili cook-off going on. We've got a lumberjack championship going on. There's just a lot of things to do up here. The weather is beautiful. It's about 85 degrees today max, and you're just in the park in the pines. It's beautiful. It doesn't get any better than that.
And I'll tell you, he's right about the weather. Plus, the pines keep it a little cooler down at this elevation, and they're going to start serving lunch at 11. They've done the pork overnight in the pit, which is ready to go, and I'm smelling it, and it's driving me crazy. That's going to be happening here at 11 o'clock. They're going to go until either the food runs out or till 2 o'clock, and as the man in the top hat said, that's when the volunteers walk away and they're done.
That is a fact.
They don't mess around.
The food is gone.
They will go till the food is gone, and so hustle on up here. It's only 17 miles from the Auburn area. Take the Forest Hill road on out. Come to the center of town. Come to the park and enjoy. The other thing I want to touch on real quick is, you know, last year we had the guy carving the bear in the middle of the parking lot, and it looks gorgeous. It's a firefighting bear. And you guys, in this park, you lose trees occasionally. And this year we got yet another new art sculpture coming.
That's correct. He'll be doing it live throughout today and tomorrow. He takes breaks through the process, but you can actually see him. We'll typically, when we cut a tree off here, we cut it off at about a 7-foot level, leave a 7-foot stump there, and he comes in every year and carve something just great out of it. It's really neat.
It is. It's one of the beautiful things about this Memorial Park here. So come on up to Forest Hill. Check it out, the Forest Hill Heritage Celebration. 10 to 5 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow. Lunch getting ready to be served. That pork is yummy. Believe it. Take it from me. I know because I've had it.
Some Indian tacos are out here, too.
You know, I was going to let you hit the Indian tacos.
Oh, man, they're out here. They're ready. And actually, I already saw one walk by. It almost walked by itself. I was going to go tackle it and take it.
And believe me, Sean's got the size to do it. He's probably heading off to Indian Taco Land. We're heading back to the doctors, Dr. Mark Vaughn, and that not-a-doctor guy, Larry Finney, right here on AM 950 K-High.
Thanks. We're glad to hear you're doing okay up there, Dave. All right, we want to talk to Victoria from Sutter Auburn Hospice. A lot of people have misconceptions of what hospice is. They think that it's something that is somehow promoting death. That's not what we're about with hospice. Tell us what hospice accurately is.
Well, what hospice is it's not a location to go to, but it's a comfort measure, a support team to provide that care and symptom management to patients in their place of residency, wherever that might be. It could be their home, it could be a board and care, it could be a nursing facility. So what our team does is manage symptoms, provide support and care to the patients and their loved ones.
And how is that different from when they just go to their doctor normally when it's done through hospice? Are there special things that the hospice nurses are trained in or can give as far as medicines?
Well, what the nurses do, it's like visiting nurse. They come out, they evaluate the patient, they monitor the symptoms, manage the symptoms, order medications in conjunction with their doctor is ordering, and prepare the families to give that medication. The families or their caregivers are providing that one-on-one care in their home with the oversight of the hospice team. The team consists of a nurse, a case manager, RN. She's assessing the patient on a regular basis, making sure that that person is comfortable, making sure that there's medications in the home, making sure that there's equipment in the home. So when the nurse is coming out, she's managing the symptoms of the patient, but also providing support to the caregiver or the family member. We have a medical director that works with our patients and our families and our staff. We also work with the patient's doctor. We have the nurses, as I said. We have social workers. They help provide the resources that are available if they're needed, making sure that if there are resources out there that they are being utilized. We have the chaplain that helps with the spiritual aspect. He can help make funeral arrangements and actually help with the funeral services if that's what the family is wanting. We have home health aides. They go out and they help provide personal grooming. We have volunteers to give the patients and their families a break, whether it's to maybe take the patient to the grocery store or maybe to be a companion to the patient while the family takes a break. Because one of the hardest things anyone can do is provide care to a loved one in the home 24 hours a day. We have bereavement services that help provide with support for the grief. We have the CBAG program, which is the Children's Bereavement Art Group, to help the families with children help deal with their grieving and their loss. We have massage therapists. We have physical therapists. So we have a whole array of team members that work with the patients and their families.
Well, in addition to the direct medical aspects, does hospice do anything like help with some of the other administrative things associated with end-of-life issues, like dealing with insurance companies or helping with funeral arrangements and that kind of thing?
For hospice care, I actually am the one that gets the hospice, the insurance authorization. The family will not receive a bill for hospice. We will bill their insurance, whether it's Medicare, Medi-Cal, private insurance. If the funding is not there, then we do have sources to assist with reimbursing hospice for their care.
Okay, what about funeral arrangements? Do you folks help assist with making those kinds of arrangements?
If that is what the family is requesting, we do what is the family and the patients are requesting. If they are needing that assistance, then the chaplain and the social worker will start that dialogue with them.
And if we wanted more information on hospice, where would our listeners go?
There are several places that you can contact. The first one is Sutter Auburn Faith Hospice, and their phone number is 530-886-6650. There's also a national organization. It's the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. You can go to their website at www.nhpco.org, and their phone number is 888-252-1010.
And we also have Sutter Auburn Faith's website linked on our website, both under sponsors and on our show notes page. And the phone number is also on the show notes page so that people can reach. Right now we need to take a break, so we'll be having just a little bit of time to sign off after this last break.
This is Dr. Mark Vaughn. I wanted to let you know a little bit about our practice at the Auburn Medical Group. The physician, nurses, and front desk personnel all approach the patient, asking themselves the question, how would I want to be treated if I was in the patient's shoes? Listen to what one of our patients has to say about her experience at the Auburn Medical Group.
My name is Susie Brown. I just want to sincerely thank that group of people for being there for me in some emergency situations. They are very efficient. Their staff, including their receptionist, even when you call her, she's got sympathy and compassion for you. And when you're ill, that's what you need. The nurses, the nurse staff is wonderful, and Dr. Vaughn listens to everything you say, and they just get on things. They do not let anything lag.
If you need a doctor, call us at 886-8630 or look at our website at auburnmedicalgroup.com.
Do you find yourself overspending, overeating, or in unhealthy relationships? Is your anger out of control, or do you struggle with drugs and alcohol? Are you tired of just trying harder to deal with your struggles? If you answered yes to any of these questions, there's help available. Celebrate Recovery is an international ministry that meets locally at Parkside Church, 3885 Richardson Drive, Auburn. Meetings are held every Friday night from 6 to 9:15 p.m. All areas of recovery are welcome. Celebrate Recovery is a Christ-centered, 12-step recovery program that offers real and lasting change. Contact Sheila Dobbin at 823-9911. That's 823-9911. For a listing of Celebrate Recovery locations, go to celebraterecovery.com. We invite you to join us at Parkside as we celebrate recovery.
Now, back to Medically Speaking with Dr. Mark Vaughn and Larry Finney.
And we're back again. Thank you, Victoria, for being with us and letting us know about the services of hospice here in Auburn, Sutter Auburn Hospice, one of our sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, maybe we should just list off our sponsors. We have also Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital. We mentioned their award earlier. We also have the Auburn Medical Group, which is taking new patients.
Lake of the Pines Music.
Lake of the Pines Music, our latest sponsor. Some of our advertisers, Dr. Kihara right here in town, the dentist, Gritstone Rock Club, great place to get exercise. They even have programs where Mike will take you through different strengthening routines, and then you can climb on your own if you want, if that's more your style.
And we mustn't forget Auburn Drug.
And Auburn Drug. We love Auburn Drug. Is that everybody?
I think so.
Okay. Because there's more. Today we had Smart Heart.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fold.
Krista Duvall to our advertisers. We want to make sure that our listeners and viewers are supporting these people and letting them know that it's because of Medically Speaking Radio that you know about them and that you're patronizing them.
What do we got for next week?
Next week we will have Dr. Shahid back.
All right.
Remember how much she was able to speak about cancer screening?
Yeah.
And we were wanting to get into, well, once we find detected cancer, what do we expect? How can we take care of it? And one thing we're trying to get across is cancer can be treated right here in Auburn. The American College of Surgeons has designated Sutter Auburn Faith Hospital as a cancer treatment hospital. And we can have that done right here. We have oncology in town. We have medical oncologists, including Dr. Shahid and his partner, Dr. Suhag. So he'll be talking about treatment of cancer.
And we'll be hanging out at the K-High booth at the Gold Country Fair next Saturday right after our show, so we'd appreciate it if you come by and say hi.
No, we're going to be there Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. That's Sunday. Right.
So it's like
that's
right after our show, except there's a
well,
day
you get
in between.
You get us 2 days.
That's
and,
right.
And then go visit Dave up there in Forest Hill. I'm sure they're going to start the cow tipping contest anytime.
I didn't hear that listed.
That's all right. Well, and then what's up next? I guess we have Double Gold, Auburn's food and wine show, coming up right at the top of the hour.
Right after we're done here. And I guess that brings us to the end of another show already. This one went by fast. We had a lot of stuff we wanted to cover.
Yeah, it seemed, maybe it was just me. It seemed a little chaotic.
It did, but some weeks are that way. So we're going to go ahead and sign off here. We want you to come back next week at 10 o'clock. We want to encourage people to look at us on Ustream and to find us on Facebook and to write questions to us on the Facebook page, Facebook fan page. Until then, this is Dr. Mark Vaughn saying stay in good health.